Looking like my schedule can't catch up. You better step your life game up. FMP's where it's at. You will never sound like me, like this. FMP so futuristic. Tune in, the future is now. What's up, everybody? This is the first Red Matter podcast entitled Background Noise. Just sitting here with the guys. It's October 1st. We got a lot of stories to get into, all kinds of silly shit to make you laugh, maybe make you think, possibly. This is Luke James.
I'm Derek Ord.
I'm Zach Raffey.
I'm Devin DeVell.
I'm John Seinstrom.
Just a bunch of fellas. And we're going to get right into it. What's the first story we got there, man?
First story we got is after 30 years of being outside of his home country, Roman Polanski was arrested because he raped a 13-year-old.
Drugged and raped a 13-year-old.
Drugged. And the thing about this is, see, at first I was like, okay, 30 years ago, maybe there was some sort of, you know, something that happened in time that made this story a little more, you know, brutal than it actually is. But turns out that he got this girl to come over and do a photo shoot with him.
At Jack Nicholson's house.
At Jack Nicholson's house.
Oh, Jack.
And he asked her to change in front of him the first time, and she he got her to drink champagne. And that wasn't the time he raped her.
That was just the warm-up.
That was the warm-up. That was the foreplay.
Did he throw anything in during it? Just like
I don't think so. I think it was just some... And then she said she didn't want to change in front of him or whatever. And then they did it again. And that time he actually, like, drugged her.
Gave her a quaalude, wasn't it?
But she didn't want to do it again.
Get raped?
The photo shoot.
No, she
like,
had...
No, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, she was really suspicious. Because she was like, I don't think... Like, she had to change. She was insisted to change in front of him, which she thought was really weird. So, she like, even as a 13-year-old, she's like, I don't want to be back with this guy, but...
Because he has a big fucking hard dick in his pants, and he's asking her to take her clothes off.
And he's a creepy-looking dude.
That might have something suspicious here. This man's pants are bulging, and he's telling me to strip, and he's stroking his cock.
It's a photographer. It's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
I think a lot...
Come on.
A lot of photographers actually do that, I think, probably.
Hey, don't be looking at me, you bastards.
That's what Devin does.
Let's see, hard candy? That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Fucking, what's her name?
Ellen Page.
Yeah, Ellen Page.
Who I really wouldn't mind if she stopped making movies.
She was like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Ellen Page.
I liked her at first, but now...
Is that the little one from X-Men?
Yep.
Yeah.
I find she's similar to all these other characters that are just basically typecasted.
Yeah. And she's gonna do that forever.
Standard role that she plays, and that's just her role.
And like what really bothers
me, character Michael Cera.
Yeah, exactly. That's the guy I was thinking of.
And her new movie with Drew Barrymore is about she doesn't fit in anywhere. So Drew Barrymore convinces her to join the rollerblading, roller derby.
That's what's that called? Whip It.
Whip It.
Isn't it the roller derby one?
Yep.
Do you guys remember when that was on TV on Spike TV?
Roller
jamming.
I do.
And remember what was there's that
Slam
one
ball.
There's that one team and it had that huge bitch who just destroyed everybody.
Yeah.
Like she was bigger than the guys and she would just go around and clothesline all everyone.
Yeah.
And then
there's the hot ones that would just manage to pull off some sort of like clothesline and everyone would cheer and then Slam Ball would come on.
Do a little spin.
Slam ball.
Straying. But yeah, the Roman Polanski thing.
So he obviously his work was Rosemary's Baby, you know, was an excellent movie.
And the pianist.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I didn't see that. I heard that was a big one.
Not a good movie for a date. I'll tell you right now. Awful movie for a date.
Is there sex involved?
I don't think Roman Polanski was very good at dating in general.
Fucking
Hollywood. Old Roman
Polanski. He raped people.
He drugged and raped
people. Well, he also, not only a raper, he like sodomized her, like straight up.
Did he sodomize?
Yeah.
With what?
With his junk.
Usually when you hear they sodomized, usually there's a tool involved. You know what I mean?
I don't think they went into that much.
Sodomized you with my penis.
He sodomized her with the leg, third leg of a stool.
But to be fair, not much longer before that, his wife was fucking murdered by the Manson.
The Manson family, yeah.
And not much more Sharon before that.
Well, that justifies it.
Yeah,
then,
not
I
much
mean.
More than that. He fucking survived concentration camps. He should be able to rape whoever he wants.
Oh shit! Wait, the weird thing about the story though is the woman. Now that it's 30 years, she doesn't care.
she says
it's
she,
not that she doesn't care. She's like,
well,
fucking
she's,
leave me alone.
She's done. I don't want to go over this again. I don't want to go in a courtroom and remember being plowed by Roman's pole. And, you know, why would she want to relive that again?
Well, she actually filed like a legit motion to have it dismissed.
Wait, she brought it up again. She wrote a book, and she was on Oprah talking about it.
Well,
so it's not like Roman Polanski brought it up, like, hey, you remember that time?
Yeah, he was pretty happy to just let it lie
down.
Well,
actually,
forget about it.
He did bring it back up.
He did.
Before this all happened, like about a year and a half ago, his lawyer filed a motion to have the whole thing dismissed.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
There was like some judicial misconduct where like they offered him a plea deal and he accepted it, and then they reneged on the plea deal. Hmm. So he's the judge is dead now, so it's kind of had the odds in their favor of having it overturned.
Where is it they got him? Was it? Did they say Switzerland?
Yeah, he's going for a lifetime achievement award. And they caught him. I think Sweden.
Same thing. They both start with S, and blonde people live there.
Somewhere over there.
And the funny thing is, it was a lifetime achievement award,
yeah.
Which probably didn't include the rape of a 13-year-old girl. Because I mean, that's probably not award worthy.
No.
I don't think.
It's
not in most countries.
Sports.
Yeah. So he went back to get that, and 30 years later, and they were waiting for him at the airport.
Didn't he know that they were looking for him?
No. Well, it's not. It's not like he just went to the wrong country. He owns a house.
Yeah.
In that country and lives there a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So he just.
But would you not go somewhere? Like, you wouldn't go somewhere that people are expecting you.
Yeah, I think he was taking
by
a chance.
Police.
Well,
but also, the police aren't going to come out and say, yeah, we're going to be at the airport waiting for you. So he did take a chance, but.
Well, the only reason they nabbed him was just recently the U.S. put out, like, an international warrant on him.
Oh.
So before that, like, the police in that country couldn't give a fuck either way, because.
Well, France wouldn't send him out.
Because he's a citizen.
Because he's a citizen. They wouldn't extradite him, so he was just chilling.
He really, really wanted that Lifetime Achievement Award.
He really did.
That's a risk.
But the way I see it, rape is rape no matter what year it was. 30 years later, I don't care what movies you make.
It makes it worse that she was drugged, though.
No, rape is rape. I think it might make it a little better in this.
I guess as
it wouldn't be quite as painful.
And she'd have.
Get right down to it.
I think we're looking at different things.
And she'd have that dry mouth from those fucking pills he gave her. Her mouth would be all dry and cracked.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. I was reading online about it. I mean, normally when somebody rapes a child, people are like, don't send them to prison because I personally want to murder him.
Yeah.
But with Roman Polanski, people are like, he made such a good film.
His movie
was
good.
Just let this one go.
Yeah,
that's actually what a lot of people in France were saying.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people in France were saying, but all of his films are so amazing that, you know, it makes up for some of it.
Yeah,
like,
Steven Spielberg made Jurassic Park. It doesn't mean he can go around raping
people.
If I want to watch the Holocaust, like John said, so he's not free to rape whoever he wants. I mean,
if I want to watch dinosaurs raging and smashing things, I'm going to do it with the comfort of knowing that my director is controlling a camera and not the body of a 13-year-old.
Yeah, but when you watch all these movies by Roman Polanski, like, you've known that he fucking raped a girl in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're like, find him afterward. Like, this happened before any of us were born.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say let bygones be bygones.
So by watching these movies, you're kind of like implicitly condoning rape of children.
very subtly.
The fact that, Jack Nicholson wasn't at his house and attends every Lakers game means that he was probably watching Kobe play, which is kind of ironic, while the rape was happening in his house.
No way.
In the 70s?
Kobe can't be that old.
No. There's a little flaw in
no,
there.
No, no, no. Kobe has been playing since
future.
The NBA started.
It's future Kobe.
Jack.
Future Kobe.
Future Kobe.
He's probably like, Jack, can I get your place for a bit?
Yeah. What are you going to do in there?
What did Jack have to say about it? Did he make any statement, or has he just been completely...
No, he was quiet. He didn't say a word.
Yeah. Well, you have to be fucking retarded to open your mouth.
Why was it at his house? He just... Sure.
Oh, Jack has been in movies with Roman Polanski.
Okay, so they're just buddies, and he said whatever.
Can you imagine finding that out? I mean, you're living in your house, and then finding out that somebody else raped a 13-year-old girl in your house?
Can you imagine if
I want to get rid of this house.
Her? If you came home to your house, after a long day's work, you set down your briefcase and hang up your hat, and there's a body sprawled out of your bed, bleeding profusely.
Like, what's the floor slippery?
Disturbing.
It's terrible.
And then he was off to film another movie. How about that? He was passionate and driven, that man.
Oh, I think so.
What a message to deliver.
Quite clearly, he was.
Next time we're going to talk about, speaking of... freaky sex is Mackenzie Phillips.
Yes.
The actress.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Who,
whose father was one of the singers in the Mamas and Papas. Who, the only song I know by them is that, All the Leaves Have Fallen. That's the only song by them I know.
The remixes of that song are fucking amazing. Like, every time like I hear that song,
the techno, I hate those. Those techno dance ones where it's like, those ones. I remember hearing that one downtown.
I don't think I've heard it.
And girls,
I'm a fan of techno, so
girls
like
would
it.
Rush the dance floor just to listen to that. And I would stand on the wall, and my dick would get limp. And I wouldn't be able to make a move, because that song just does not
fucking
put me in the mood to do anything.
So I don't
that
actually,
song makes you limp.
It makes me picture Mama Cass. Have you ever seen Mama Cass? Have you ever seen what she looks like? Holy, bring up a picture on Google of Mama Cass.
Mama Cass?
I was going to say, I don't actually know the Mackenzie Phillips story, so if you guys could fill me in.
Okay, so basically, she was 19, and on the day before her wedding, her father didn't want to give her away, so he drugged her and raped her. And then... and then... Mama Cass has arrived.
Oh my god, Mama Cass is a pig.
For those of you who haven't seen Mama Cass, you need to Google image search it.
Google Mama Cass. Click
she
that one.
Is
what is
pretty.
She wearing there?
M-O-M-M-A-C-A-S-S. Holy shit.
She is atrocious.
She's wearing a tablecloth.
Pink. Holy crap.
She's got an umbrella and she's holding out her hand like, it's raining.
It's like a circus tent.
Oh, she's terrible.
Yeah, circus
a big,
tent. She really does.
Circus tent. Look at her face, though.
She's jolly, though.
Yeah, she's probably jolly. Apparently, she was in love with one of the guys. I remember hearing some story in the Mamas and Papas, but she could never have him for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I wonder why. She's a catch.
Hey, maybe after the show we could go out and get something to eat.
Some fries and gravy.
You're always eating, you fat bitch. He just leaves her.
In what kind of plan does raping your own daughter stop her from getting married?
Well, probably would prolong hold it off a little bit. She might be confused.
Well, the rape happened, and then it was kind of like she started falling in love with her dad.
What?
In a kind of like a sense, like where
Stockholm syndrome.
It's kind of like you take care of me. You're the one that owns me. You can rape me, I guess, before my wedding day. I'm not saying you guys can.
What a
saying,
precious
you
treasure.
Said it.
Yeah. Damn.
What a treasure from a father to his daughter before your wedding day.
Yep. And then they got more and more frequent. Like, they just got more comfortable with the relationship, and then that was that.
When did this come out? Like,
in her book, just recently.
Just recently?
She just put a book out a couple weeks ago.
Because I haven't actually heard much about this, so.
Yeah. I'm sure the tabloids weren't expecting it. Oh, Mackenzie Phillips is like, what the fuck is this book?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, not only that, but Mackenzie Phillips, like, what has she been in?
I've never heard of her before.
Yeah,
exactly. She's been in like an episode of Cheers. She's been in like she played the voice in fucking some other random shit. Like
that's
it's
like
not
before.
Very
that's before our time though. Like that's
her old, being that's raped was more shit. Impressive than her filmography. Unfortunately, that's how you're known. You are not very talented.
Yeah.
Clearly, she did it on purpose.
Yeah. To get her.
Oh yeah, she got on Oprah. I wonder how much that pays just to go on Oprah.
So is this her here?
Yes.
Okay.
Before this year, she did something in 2007. So
Viper,
it's been a while.
Melrose Place. She had a couple appearances on Melrose Place.
She was
on The Outer Limits. Yeah, that's awesome.
For one episode,
Walker
as Boo Wetson,
Walker Texas Weston. Ranger. We all know that's a gem of a show.
The Love Boat. See, it's all TV appearances though.
Yeah,
like she never got American Graffiti. There you go. But,
that was her big one, wasn't I believe?
Yeah,
and
that
it's
was
like her second one in IMDb. That's ridiculous.
She went downhill from there.
Definitely downhill.
So
she's too busy fucking her. No,
she went downhill. All right.
She did.
She did. She really went downhill.
She went from a movie that was good to single appearances on sitcoms and fucking her dad.
That's
not good.
Crash.
All right.
Yeah, that's not a good sign when your career goes like that.
Oh, and I have this quote here from her. She appeared on Oprah and last Friday, and she hopes that she's setting a good example.
What?
What kind of example is she trying to set?
Maybe getting more scandals in books.
Or
more money.
Coming out with the truth? Like, I don't know.
That's probably it. just to, that's what they all say.
Although, what kind of example is she?
Like, you know, a good example.
We're ripping on her a lot here, but really, I mean, it would be the father's fault.
No, like, one way or another,
she's not his right either. Yeah.
He was ripping on her. On.
She wasn't raping him.
Yeah, imagine how life her their life would be different if he never did that. She'd get married, maybe she'd have been in, like, two movies and had a lot more.
She would have been a stormtrooper in episode 6.
But, I mean, you know, if that didn't happen, how would her life be different?
Yeah, but, like, yeah. All things aside, like, what has she done to set
a good example?
Yeah, but look at the cash cow that is her dad's dick inside her. Like, look at all the money that she's making now and the fame she's getting.
Yeah, I would still wouldn't say good example. A good example is, like, when you buy a new tent and it tells you how to set it up, not how you get raped by your dad and then make a book out of it.
Well, it's like that chick who has, like, it's like that girl who has, like,
look, up 210,000% in popularity.
Yeah, that's a pretty big...
That's quite a large...
We should all rape percent. Each other.
That's not even a real percent.
No,
we need to make a good movie first, Eric.
Come on, we need to make a good movie, and then we can do the whole scandal thing.
Okay. Then rape? Well, let's start with the rape anyways.
Let's just do a rape movie. Two with one stone,
yeah,
I say.
News desk. Phillips was raped prior to father's incest. She was raped before that?
She's just a taker, that one. As soon as that popped up, I saw Larry King's name.
Yeah. She was raped by chat show host Larry King, who
Mackenzie
was
Mackenzie Phillips.
Time.
This just in. Me and you.
Oh, how delectable that treat is.
Oh, she went hitchhiking. Let's read this here. I was 14. I was hanging out with some friends at a club on Sunset Boulevard called Rodney Bingenheimer's English Disco. I was allowed to hitchhike at that age, and we were hitching home, my friends Billy Jody and I. And a gentleman, someone I thought I knew. We thought we knew this man. We got in the car and he turned off of Sunset. Yada yada yada. He held a knife to her and sped off, said he was going to kill her, the usual pre-rape talk. Then he raped her and shoved her out of the car.
I was clearly raped, is the last four words. Well, that's good.
I don't know when anyone's allowed to hitchhike at any age.
You're not. It's legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
I remember when we were younger, one of my friends, his bicycle broke. We were all biking up the street. So he had to hitchhike a ride home. And the creepiest man pulled up in this, like, old brown, long, one of those long boat cars. And he pulled up. And he got out and was like, "What's wrong here, boys?" And then we said what was wrong. And he got in and they sped off. And it was me and Brett, I think. And we just laughed and laughed and wondered what was going to happen to him. Looking back, that may have been bad.
On a first name basis,
On a first name basis, it was our good old friend Garrett.
Oh.
And he got in the car.
Well, we know lots of Garrett, so that should be.
He got in a car with a strange man, and they sped off. And I remember he actually had, like, the dark sort of, you know, rapist glasses.
Yep.
That are synonymous with sexual assault.
Mm-hmm. You know, so far, this is, like, statutory rape cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. Well,
we have some.
Serious!
Wow, wow, wow.
We are going to talk about some fucking that is not only encouraged by small white women, but also. Basically, Lex Steele uses an 11-inch penis to destroy people.
Let's play the audio of. This is Lexington Steele, a porn star, with, like Derek said. He's an 11-inch fella, and this is... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God!
Wow. I don't even know if I've ever came when I listen to this, because the amount of noise that he makes when he comes...
I'm surprised you.
He's
traveling through time.
Jet Li did
maybe
that.
Maybe he actually is traveling through time.
Every time he busts a nut, he travels through time.
It sounds like he's already back in time, and they have him tied up to four horses. And they're just pulling his body apart in four different directions. That's what it sounds like when a man with an 11-inch dick gets off.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like he's enjoying himself.
No, he sounds like he's either about to cry or he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah,
maybe it hurts.
He just broke his shin.
Maybe it just hurts a lot for him for some reason, followed by some amazing sense of pleasure. This is on YouTube, by the way.
I'm surprised he didn't shit himself.
If for some reason some of you want to look this up, if you just put in Lex Steel, L-E-X, S-T-E-E-L-E, it'll bring up all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, or if you go to your favorite porn site, you can type it and you'll see the actual videos.
Yeah.
Which is what I do.
Doing that at work, but this, you may not want to do at work either.
It's got headphones on, and go wild.
Yeah, go for it.
On your lunch break, sneak in a little jerk.
If anyone can get off to that, I'd be fucking impressed.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with porn. Like, any porn, what ruins it for me is if the guy bellows. Like, it can be the best thing, and I can be like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just about done. And then if the guy starts going, oh, my God, I'm coming, it ruins it.
Or the worst?
How am I supposed to get off to a man screaming?
Or the guy's bro is the one holding the camera, and for some reason he decides to have a little interview with him, like, she sure is hot, dude. And he's like, yeah, I know. It's like, am I listening to two surfers talk while I'm trying to watch porn? This is ridiculous.
You're totally annihilating the fourth wall.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Yeah.
Or they give pounds. They pound each other's fists.
Yeah.
Or give a high five. That shouldn't happen during sex.
Yeah.
If I hear more than 100 yas a minute, I'd fucking... kills me.
Too many yes. Like,
yeah.
I'm like,
si. It's a Spanish porn. Si, senor. It's good.
C's a little worse. Actually, no, C's better, because then it's a Spanish broad.
Well, yeah. It's just different for us. We don't hear it all the time, so it's new.
Which one of us is here?
Yeah. Okay, so I was researching this a bit earlier, this Lexington Steel fella. I was just watching his porns, basically. So anyways, I was watching one, he actually got angry at this girl. Like, he actually pulled out, and he went, fuck you. and he goes, fuck you, in a completely angry voice, and then he jammed it back in. He was angry at this girl.
Oh, God. What did she say? What was her response? Was she terrified?
No, she was just saying the same stuff. Like, I don't even think that they're really... They don't talk to each other. They're more talking out loud, you know? Like,
just an inner dialogue. Just...
Yeah, Lex Steel just speaks his mind. He doesn't care what anyone...
He just says whatever he wants to say.
Yeah. I saw a porn where it was... They're in this big, luxurious, like, gigantic, like, suite. Like, gigantic, studio apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point he lifts the girl up and puts her against the window and the camera moves in. Moves up and they show below on the courtyard there's a wedding.
Wow. Is anybody looking up?
That's where you gotta wonder, like, cause you know this girl's like naked body is smashing up against the window.
And if it's Lex Steel,
yeah,
they're all hearing it down there. I now pronounce you oh!
Like a foghorn.
What's going on up there? It appears that large black man is throttling a small white... Oh, wait a minute.
All the wedding guests just turn around and look opposite direction, like out the window.
Imagine if that's how like, the groom found out by watching like Steele's porn. What the fuck is... Or that guy's porn. Looks, hey, honey, look at this.
The guy's that's like, hold on a second, he runs down. I do. Alright, let's keep going.
Yes.
I like how on YouTube right now there's a link that says Big Black Cock, and in the little thumbnail it just shows... A big black muscly arm. Don't click that. Dodge that one. It's frightening to me.
So, if Lex Steel ever gets out of porn, we know that he can do voice acting for Dragon Ball Z. Actually, funny thing about Lexington Steel is he has, like, he graduated with, like a bunch of shit, and he was a stockbroker, and, like, he was a bunch of stuff before he was a porn star.
Really?
Yeah, and then he decided... That Steel was going to be part of his name, and then apparently the name came first, and the 11-inch penis came afterwards.
Actor, crank, high voltage.
Yeah, he was in Crank.
Striking, wow. As the striking actor. Was he in that? I like how his...
That movie sucked.
I like how his filmography, scroll down, it's like, crank, high voltage, breast worship, MILF magnet, anal junkies on cock. So, black, that one's subtle. I wonder what that one's about. You don't have to pick that one up and read the back to see what you're getting. Black Rain. Oh, it's clever. It's spelt like rain, as in taking over. But I'm sure it involves a lot of seed. Rain through the air. Super Whores.
Look at
Super
this
Horse 14.
It's in so Super many. Whores 1 through 14.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
This is ridiculous.
Because he doesn't have to memorize the script.
Videos a week.
Hey, he's a director, too.
Yep.
Look at that.
He actually owns the company that makes all of this stuff.
He did like 500...
Balls Deep is...
...plus movies.
He wrote them.
He wrote Balls Deep.
He writes the things he bellows. Oh, God!
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
This may be one of the largest IMDb pages I have seen.
Wow.
Which is kind
of
sad.
Might be one of the largest cocks you've ever seen if you ever seen one of those pornos. Fucking beast.
Alternate names, Black Bastard.
Is that supposed to be endearing? The Black Bastard. Awards, 11 wins and 9 nominations.
Yeah, he was the male performer of the year in like 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. Oh, and then wow. He fell off in 2004. It's like his dick shrunk an inch.
You gotta
from
step
12
dick,
to 11.
Step your dick game up, Lex. Oh, look, he's in a movie called Invasion, and Asian is spelt, well, we all know where I'm going with this. Crossover star of the year? What does that even mean in porn?
Okay.
Ugh. Did Lex steal him?
No.
Fucking like every dude in porn.
They say that. They say that, but I don't know. I don't think Lex steal did.
No, he's too much of a man.
Let's look at the first one he was in. See, you, scroll.
You scroll all down to the first movie he's in. It was just like boys that gagged. 1 through 10. Manhattan Black, getting jiggy.
Talking Blue, a TV series.
He's gonna be an actor.
With the Honeys. Nice, I like it.
That one sounds gangsta as fuck. Cooling with the Honeys.
Ass Opener 17. Nice Rack. Oh,
some
man.
Some of them are nice, like that one, Nice Rack. And then some of them are just mean. White trash whore.
Yeah, some of them are mean, eh?
Click on Action Sports Sex. What is that about? Do they just wear shoulder pads and fuck each other with pool cues?
There isn't a biography on every fucking porn video ever made.
Spoiler alert. Don't click that to roll over. People have sex.
There's nudity. Oh!
Oh, and there's interracial sex. Oh, lesbian sex as well.
Do you remember that interracial is always black, white, and porn?
Yeah. Like, otherwise, they don't mention it.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's
otherwise
the most jarring.
It's Asian or what have you.
Yeah.
Ugh, don't even get me started on Asian porn.
That's awful. You're like, is this rape?
Asian on Asian porn is just terrible.
Or that video that you sent us earlier the other day there, Derek. The whole 360
oh, yeah.
thing.
That was the dude does like ridiculous. The balance board attack. He does this like full rotation.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's actually pretty popular.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Been there, done that.
Seriously.
The Dark Side of Marco Banderas. Click that one. That might be the crossover yeah. one they're talking about.
He might fuck a Latino. Oh, that's it.
It doesn't say anything
yeah.
at
yeah.
all.
It listed a bunch of girls' names there, so he's all good.
There's one gif I saw where this dude's like holding a chick and like eating her out, and then he somersaults.
I've seen that, yeah.
Pounding her, the girl's like...
Jarred.
It's fucking
Chris,
shocking.
Chris Canyon, the innovator of offense.
Champagne.
He's actually gay, isn't
Who's
he?
Who's better than Canyon?
Isn't Chris Canyon gay?
I hope not.
I'm pretty sure.
Lisp.
I'm pretty sure
lisp.
That Chris Canyon, the wrestler, came out and... said he was gay.
Yeah, it's with a gay.
Chris Canyon. Put in... Press Control F and then...
There's number two right there.
Claim of homosexuality.
Claims of homosexuality?
Yeah, that's number two.
Finishing
number two,
move, yeah. Octopus stretch. Oh yeah, see, look. On February 4th... Return to WCW as Champagne.
Who's that?
I know, it's kind of lower.
I'm almost positive he was. I remember
there
he
is.
There you go. He cut a post-match promo saying that Vince McMahon released him because he was a homosexual. He stated that he was tired of living in the closet and announced that he was a homosexual. He went on to say that he was fired from WWE due to cutbacks, but not due to cutbacks, but because of his sexual orientation.
He's probably upsetting all the other large men.
Yeah,
in the
wrestling
locker room
is not a good place for a gay man.
Ooh, Brock Lesnar, tricky dicky.
Best place for a gay man.
Very true.
Touche, my good man, touche. He claimed that he was legitimately homosexual, not illegitimately.
Yeah.
It's legit, fellas.
He slipped and...
He wasn't gay for pay.
Straight out.
Oh, well, whatever. Where's he now?
I don't know, but he's a really good wrestler.
Yeah,
I really like King.
He used to wear a mask at some point, I remember.
Yeah, Mortis.
That was kind of interesting. Yeah. That was back when... all those wrestling games that everybody loved. Remember?
WCW Revenge.
The ones on
the 64.
What was the first one? World Tour. That was amazing.
Man, those games were good.
With Saladin, the big fat black man with the red jogging pants.
Yeah.
Who was just made up, I think. I don't think he was ever anybody. They had a bunch of made up people in that.
And that's where Saladin stayed.
That's pretty much the gist of Lex Steel, anyway.
Yeah.
And a little crossover into Chris Canyon, the wrestler there. We could mention the Kurt Angle thing while we're on the topic of wrestling. Just to throw it out there.
Yeah. So basically what happened was...
The first, who's Kurt Angle?
Kurt Angle is an Olympic gold medalist turned professional wrestler.
Okay.
And he invited this girl into his house to stay with him. And then she signed up to get mail there, which meant she was a legal resident.
Supposedly his girlfriend.
Yeah, at the time it was his girlfriend then.
Shaka.
And then...
Raka Khan was her. That's what she goes by,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And now I'm thinking of Shaka Khan. I'm thinking of Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn. Shere Khan.
But so then she got a restraining order and got him kicked out of his own house.
Ah!
So he had to go to a hotel and he couldn't get access to any of his stuff. And
he cried in an interview.
He cried in an interview. And
why did she get a restraining order?
Because she wanted him to marry her. But he said no because he's too busy being a wrestler and he already has some kids and he doesn't want to deal with that shit. And he thought, and he told her several times, you have to get out of my house now. Like, this is over. You have to leave.
Wow.
But, and then it got up, the ante upped.
Yeah, man, if you got someone moving into your house, they're fucking legal resident there.
Yeah.
And if it's a woman.
Yeah, if it's a woman, you're fucked.
She'll just put an orange in a sock and hit herself in the eye and then call the police and say it was you.
Wrestler.
Oh, yeah, because everyone wants to believe that right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to believe.
He is a very weird dude. Like, he's
intense,
so intense. And yeah. Actually, the first time I heard this story, I was like, he definitely is doing something wrong here. Because, like, that's just the path that wrestlers go down.
They found steroids in his car, too, but
yeah,
was just for muscles, though.
It was for his neck.
Well, steroids for muscles. There you go, folks. Just in case you didn't know, steroids help you get muscles. But no, he was using
actually
it to
his
relax
neck.
Help his neck.
He had a broken neck. It was actually a vial of human growth hormone. And he originally said to the police that he had a prescription. And the funny thing is, he did. Because most wrestlers obviously don't. And then they get arrested. And like that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, he actually had the growth hormone to help his neck relax so he could keep wrestling.
What's the problem, though?
Oh, he broke his neck in the Olympics.
Well, I mean, why would they
What's
after
his problem?
Him?
Why were they after? Oh, they released him after they...
Oh.
That was
it's, this, it's all...
It was
like,
originally just like, hey...
Yeah.
On a different note, Jeff Hardy, another wrestler, not having such luck with the police.
Yeah. He was caught in his house in North Carolina with...
Cocaine?
Yeah, it was like
hard
cocaine.
Drugs and everything.
Yeah.
Did he have hookers?
There was no hookers.
What the fuck?
That's surprising.
You may as well get caught
into
hookers.
Your house to find your drugs.
I think they heard it was like a fishy, there's something going on, so they got a warrant made ahead of time.
Smell the coke from outside or what?
He was outside on the lawn taking a shit and blowing his nose loudly. Like, I think there's someone on drugs next door.
Oh, he's trafficking.
Might be Jeff Hardy. He has ripped socks on his arms and bowling shoes on his feet.
He was trafficking it, though. Like, so they had people that
he was
were
trafficking?
He had enough to be considered trafficking.
Oh, okay.
And which I assume, if you're a wrestler that has access to drugs, other wrestlers are going to want coke.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not easy to get up in the morning to go to another small town to get your ass whooped in front of fucking hillbillies and, and retards.
Yeah. Another article I was reading today was about a judge's son who got arrested for dealing coke and ecstasy. He was caught with 1,100 caps of E.
Oh, wow.
34 grams of cocaine.
He probably asked his dad to let it slide.
Oh, he was let go.
Yeah. Holy shit.
He's
probably the judge. He's
on probation for a year, so he can't. I don't know what the fuck to put
So he can't have that much drugs for a year.
Not slightly less.
But if he had 1,101, it's a completely different story.
A little too many.
That's fucked up, eh? If you were caught with, like, 100 caps of E, you would go to jail for the rest of time.
Yeah.
For the rest of time. For some reason, you just don't die. You just sit in your cell forever. Why won't I
die?
They
keep you alive, like, on machinery and stuff.
They have to stretch your cell because as your fingernail scratches the lines in the wall to mark the days. They just keep going forever. They just keep adding cinder blocks for you.
Yeah.
For your little calendar that goes on forever. Terrible. People in crime.
Would have to be a big prison cell.
It'd have to be quite big. Yeah. Quite large. Yeah. Mama Cass might even be able to come by.
Swim through.
Munch on you a little bit there.
Ugh.
What snacks we have on here?
We're going to talk about the Cleveland show, which debuted, I think, either
just
this week or, yeah, or just Sunday.
Just
week.
Sunday debuted.
Did anyone like that at all?
You know what? I laughed, but to me, it was just another Family Guy. You know what I mean?
Just like American Dad.
It felt like they should have just put that out, like they did the Family Guy movie. Just say, oh, look, it's a special three-part Cleveland-heavy couple episodes, right? I don't think they need a Cleveland show and a Family Guy show. You don't need both of them.
Well, like, with Family Guy, for me, it's Stewie and Brian basically make the show. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
But with Cleveland, it's just they don't have any of those characters yet.
They do have a new wisecracking baby.
Yeah,
but it's just another wisecracking
I know.
Baby. I mean, come on.
But he's black, though, so he can say things like, damn, and yo. That's pretty much how the writing is.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
And even Stewie says stuff like that randomly.
You know what they ruined, though? Was his son.
Oh, yeah.
His son was funny. Remember when he used to be like, Dad, yeah, I want to go. But now he's fat and he just talks slow? Why did they do that? Mm. Every appearance that kid made on Family Guy cracked me up every time.
It's
when he takes some golf.
Fat guy humor.
Yeah. Great. Fat jokes. And I thought the daughter was just terrible. What was the line she had about Al-Qaeda? Yeah.
That, five, six,
that, I actually laughed that off.
Really? That made me feel embarrassed.
Just the way she said it.
I thought, the voice acting was just so bad, and I felt embarrassed. I had to look around to make sure nobody was in my room.
That was the only line
window.
In the entire episode I laughed at.
I laughed at
really?
The part where he said, come over here and show him that fat ass, or whatever. Because it sounded like a real actor. Like, it sounded like a real black voice actor playing a black man, and the rest of them
just
sound like...
It.
Like Seth.
Yeah, the bear part was stupid. The bear thing was so dumb. I thought it was but people that I talk to, they say they like it because, but it's so random. A bear's his neighbor. Get it?
The talking dog I could live with. The whole bear next door neighbor thing, I can't.
That's too, like, that's with crazy. The dog, that's too... with the dog, it's not as much of a stretch, really. But with,
People have pet dogs. No one has a bear neighbor.
Yeah,
it's
well,
easier to make a dog.
Some people
unless
do.
You live in the boonies.
Unless you live in the gay community, there's a fat hairy man. A fat hairy man that lives next to you.
Nothing to do with it. He's a well-rounded character.
Yeah.
The fucking bear is a bear for the sake of being a bear.
With like a Russian accent, is it, or what type of accent is that?
Not you, anything. They're like, let's make a silly voice for the bear.
It's like Slovakian in Czech.
They were trying to go for that, but they just didn't pull it off very well at all.
By the sounds of things. We're not too in favor of the Cleveland show.
No.
I'll probably watch it.
I watched a new show last night, Flash Forward, and Seth MacFarlane's on that show, so maybe he's spending too much time being an actual actor and less time working on his new show that he should be working on.
Isn't, I thought I read somewhere, I might be wrong, that the Cleveland show was being handled more by someone else.
By the guy that plays Cleveland's voice.
Really?
Oh, really?
So it's for him.
Oh,
no,
so,
it's Seth and him. They are both the writers for it.
Family Guy got new showrunners, so he's not directly in charge of anymore. Like, he's still...
How hard is it to write a Family Guy, though? Just have a loose plot.
I mean, the writers are the same. Just the guys who get the show done are different.
Okay.
I'm not a big Family Guy fan to begin with, so when American Dad came out, I was just like, oh. And then when Cleveland show came out, I was like, I already give it a chance. And mind you, it was the pilot just sets things up. They had to change locations, they had to introduce characters, that and they did it really quickly and really sloppily.
Oh, the redneck was kind of funny too, I thought, when Cleveland shows up and he goes to his high school sweetheart's place, and the redneck comes over, he's like, I just wanted to make sure you're all right, there's a colored man on your lawn. She's like, I'm black. Oh, yeah. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to have just hilarious lines through it all that might offend people, which makes it better. I cut you off. Sorry.
I don't know what I was saying.
So what do you guys think? Should we watch the next one and see how it goes?
I can't stop after the pilot.
Well, you got to give them one more episode.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, I mean, it's 30 minutes a day that you could be doing something else while watching it. So it doesn't really take full attention.
I'll chuck it on and see what it's about as it comes out, probably.
American Dad is an awful show, but they do occasionally have bits of genius.
Yeah.
Like, Patrick Stewart rocks the shit out of that show whenever he's on it.
Yeah.
There's one episode where Patrick Stewart is dating the daughter.
I remember that one. That one was good.
Fucking off the hook.
Patrick Stewart, in general, like, in his thing in Extras...
That was brilliant.
That was hilarious. This dude is actually a good actor, and he's really, really hilarious.
Is that where he plays the gay guy?
No, he plays the guy that wants to see boobs a lot.
That's a movie.
What was that from? That clip. Fucking, that clip is hilarious.
He plays the most flamboyant gay man on earth.
Yeah. And there's a mashup clip of it on YouTube. I forget what it's called, but there's two of the captains from Star Trek talking, and he's like, "That's the Picard I want to know." Like they're watching TV or something like that.
And there's fucking there for some reason they're on the set of Star Trek. And they film him singing the ABC song as Captain Picard.
Captain Picard's
a gay guy. Let's hear. Yeah, give that a play. YouTube. If you just put in Patrick Stewart
and
gay,
us.
It'll come up.
Oh, wow!
How happy we are.
He's good at
that.
Can
we make you want to fall in love?
Sometimes I think we should be on a brochure for Middle America. Then everyone can say, "Oh, look, a wholesome gay couple."
Excuse me.
Can I do this? Or do I look like some sort of gay superhero?
As he throws a scarf at his...
We're the Pink Panthers. We're part of a patrol to prevent gay bashing. It was Darius's idea to join up.
I wanted to do something.
Something with a t-shirt.
Wow.
What?
Don't you just love it?
Well, does he ever commit to a role?
Really?
The gay pride statue.
But the funny thing to me is he's still just the Star Trek captain acting as a gay dude.
Yeah, whatever he's...
Like, that's all he ever
really
is.
Whenever Patrick Stewart's playing someone that isn't Captain Picard, you just have to pretend that he's on the holodeck.
Yeah. It is shocking, though. Like, we're so used to seeing Captain Picard that, like, when he does something like that or something in extras, even hearing him say that he wanted to see boobs, it's like, no, Captain Picard, you can't say that. And there, he was a pretty convincing gay man. But he did a lot of theater, and I think he still does a lot of theater. And generally speaking, theater actors are pretty talented.
Oh, yeah. There are a couple clips on YouTube of him actually doing theater.
Yeah.
Like someone just taping him.
Yeah.
And it's fucking intense.
Yeah.
Like, they'll spend 10 minutes talking about one fucking line.
That's impressive, man. Those guys that can get on stage and just have no background, no anything. They just walk on, and they have to paint the whole picture. It's amazing. Being able to do that would be crazy.
He actually did, after Star Trek, he did his own theater show where he did A Christmas Carol and he played every single character in the entire thing.
Right,
wow.
Jeez.
There it is right there.
Christmas Carol 1999.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I think I've seen that.
No, it's not a film. Like, he's been in the film, but it was a stage show.
Oh, okay. So that was just adapted.
Yeah.
Well,
it's funny seeing the random thing that he'd been in, like Jimmy Neutron and like just random guest appearances. And it's funny because I haven't seen a lot of them.
Oh, man, I love IMDb.com. Anytime you see someone in a movie and you're like, where do I know them from?
The page master.
And
then
just
Macaulay
bring
Culkin?
It up.
I don't know.
Kickback.
There you get it all. What's that?
It's been Kickback.
Kickback.
My IMDb.
Kickback.
They should pay you.
Oh, okay.
Luke is like, why am I getting kicked?
Why am I getting kicked in the small of my back while a man wears cleats? Silly.
Yeah, fucking American Dad, the last episode was shitty. There's one scene where they decided to go CG, and it was beyond trippy.
Hmm.
It was the little alien dude had his, like, perfect moment, so he actually, like, went into Nirvana. And this is big mouth coming along. It was like, rah, rah, rah. And he was like, his eyes, his pupils just like dilated. And he's floating around. It was terrifying.
Did you ever see that on weed, man?
I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna take 5 minutes out of my day, let alone 22 minutes, to watch a shitty cartoon. There's a lot of shit on TV, and I don't want to see any of it.
A lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, and there are some good stuff too. Like, I don't make it to some of the actual good things, like House. Like, I've seen a couple episodes of House, and I'm like, if I was gonna watch TV, I'd watch House because that guy is awesome. But
House is kind of faltering though.
Yeah,
is it?
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard that from people that like it. Like, he switched his like team or something in that
several times.
Yeah. And then it's kind of
the first season of House I loved. Second season I thought it was pretty good, and third and fourth, and the rest of them are just.
I saw bits and pieces, and after seeing bits and pieces, I was just like, okay, I get it. He's a sarcastic doctor with a limp.
Yeah.
And I just, that
See,
is it.
Yeah,
not
problem,
to take away from it.
The biggest problem for me, though,
but...
is that, like, they started off with him being that sarcastic doctor, But then they just made him more sarcastic and more of a dick instead of trying to, like, make his character more full. It's just always been the same, just getting more
abrasive. That's what most people basically want. They just want something simple.
Yeah.
Ha ha, he's sarcastic, get it?
I guess it's the point where it's almost unbelievable. Yeah. You're like, this guy can't exist.
Yeah.
Because someone would just be like, fuck you, you're fired.
You know who does exist, though? Rapper DMX.
It's true.
Rapper DMX
exists. He's actually
exists.
More alive than ever right now.
Right now. He will be, bring up that page. DMX will be doing some
mixed martial arts.
He'll be taking on Eric Martinez in the celebrity fight of the century. No, not really.
No.
But for the month of December, anyway.
What league is this?
I don't know, man. Does it even say what league it is?
The weird thing is that the guy he's fighting is, like, a member of his staff. So I have a feeling that, like, I don't know. You know, like, if you're going to go balls out against somebody, it's probably not going to be, like, your business
boss,
partner.
Your publicist.
I don't know who's actually setting it up. It's
celebrity
a fight that's been dubbed Alabama Pride, but
it's probably just one event.
Yeah, that may be it.
I have a feeling it's going to be more, like, wrestling than it is fight.
Look at DMX. I would not want to be in a caged ring with that man.
No. He'll think it's real, even if you tell him it's... Like if they say go in and take it easy on Eric Martinez,
yeah.
He's going to go in there and bite a hole in his face.
I wonder if Eric Martinez is going to bring his whole crew. We are. Because I heard DMX loves...
To chew holes through...
Chew holes through whole crews.
That's what I heard.
I don't really look like a fighter anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a fighter to me.
He doesn't look like a fighter, but he looks like a crazy motherfucker.
DMX doesn't look like a fighter?
You can't fucking stab someone in a wrestling match.
No, you'd be surprised.
In his concert...
He'll find something.
Well, I mean, this is just this one picture, too. I mean,
yeah.
We don't know what he's...
In his concerts, he rips his shirt off, and he's a big dude, and he's angry and full of rage. Like,
and on
he's
crack.
And
is
cracked
his opponent, like, trained at all?
I have no idea. It's just...
This news just came out, and it's sort of vague. Like, it's just... The story just kind of stops there. DMX will be fighting Eric Martinez, whoever that is. And,
yeah, but he's been training, they say, here, so... Maybe he's actually...
He's been
a good go.
Eating healthy.
I find that hard to believe.
I wouldn't mind seeing DMX get, you know, a little less shitty. Because what's he done lately except pretend he's a police officer, crash through barricades, get caught with crack? Like, he's done nothing but...
Actually,
you know,
him and Swiss Beats just put a song out this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's back in the studio with Swizzy.
It better be good shit.
I think there's some guys we just give too many chances to, and I think DMX is kind of like... DMX and Twista is another one. Like, we've given their chances, and, you know.
He even rips on the Jonas Brothers. That's kind of funny, actually.
They should put the Jonas Brothers in there against them.
That would not be a fair fight, come on.
It would draw so much money.
The Jonas Brothers against DMX?
Oh, yeah.
I would pay to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I would pay to see the Jones Brothers.
Are they allowed to wear their rings?
Their purity rings? No. That's where they get their powers from. like the kids on Captain Planet. They all just have the power of heart.
Emil Martinez is a Honduran football player.
Emil? Isn't it Eric?
Yeah, it's Eric.
Eric Martinez. Thanks for the information on email Martinez.
Yeah, Eric Martinez.
Hope everybody caught that. This is recorded. You can rewind that. And
listen, all Martinez is the same to me.
Oh!
Sorry, everyone with the last name Martinez.
Sorry.
Well,
good
just,
luck. There's so many Eric Martinez's.
There's way too many.
Thunder Promotions.
Oh, wow. Is that a picture of Butterbean and Tank Abbott?
Butterbean and Tank Abbott is the main event.
And DMX is
and
on the
DMX
undercard.
On the, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Butterbean and Tank Abbott punch each other in the face.
Oh, they're both so old and fat. I hope they
exactly. It'll just be slow. But they have those big fists.
Think DMX is going to have entrance music?
You going to what?
Do you think DMX is going to have entrance music?
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Get it on the flow. Get it on the flow.
It'll be a
actually,
poem.
It'd be kind of funny if he picked something other than his own rap.
I wonder what it would be.
Final Countdown.
Final Countdown.
It gets him pumped for the fight.
I guarantee you he'll come out with a dog.
Yeah.
He'll have a dog. Like, really vicious looking
dog.
On a leash. And
you know
come
what?
Out.
The craziest entrance I've ever seen was a boxer that came in while being carried inside of a cage with a lion's head on him.
What?
He was like inside of a big cage, and he had a lion's head with mane going down his back.
Was it Prince Nassim?
And he was like carried into the ring on this great big cage.
Who? What? Do you know who it was?
I have got no idea the guy's name. It was just on TV one night. I was like, this is insane. How
was like 17 too, or something.
Oh, okay.
Ridiculously young.
Yeah.
Well, there's this boxer, Prince Nassim, and he's known for that. Well, he was years ago. I don't know where he is now, but he used to have all the showmanship. Like, he had a boxing match around Halloween one year, and he came out to Thriller music, and he walked down strutting, and he, like, punched a skull that was sitting on a gravestone, and, you know, kicked may have kicked a vampire.
He was such a heel. Like, we all wanted him to get owned.
Pummeled.
But he won. He won.
Of
pretty,
course.
Pretty handedly.
Boxer with a lion head.
Funny part is his shorts were leopard print.
Oh,
fuck that up.
What an idiot.
He just loved cats of all types.
In general.
He goes home to his apartment, he's got like 18 cats. Yeah.
Tiger, jaguar,
puma. Daddy won the fight today, my pretties.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah, I can't find a picture of the guy.
I don't think he's like a big man fighter.
No, I don't think he is either, but that's very similar.
Wow.
That's
is
actually
that
him. That's
him,
yeah. Right
what
there.
Did you put in to find that?
I searched Google Images for boxer lion's head.
Does it say what his name is anywhere there?
It's just a picture.
Raging.
Yeah, boxer lion head, and you'll see a picture of a guy wearing a lion's head. It's like a lion's rug. What a dirty rug. He just picked that dirty rug off. Someone probably fucked on that just the day before. That's what you do on.
That'd be awesome.
That's what you do on rugs made of animals. You certainly don't wipe your galoshes on them.
It's true.
I mean, awesome euphemism though.
What's
I want to wipe galoshes on this
galoshes.
Rug.
I thought you'd come over. Well, that's the lion's head guy. That's about it on DMX. I don't know how much more you can really say about it, except he's going to be fighting. And it's easy enough to find on Google.
Honestly, I thought he was in jail, so this is surprising to me. I thought like he was in there for a little while anyway. He was in there for a little while. I thought he was in there for a little while longer because he just did that smashing of the barricade and pretending he was a FBI, an
yes.
FBI member. But you know, good for him.
He's aging really fast, man.
Yep.
Like I remember when he first came out with "Get At Me, Dog." Remember that, the black and white video?
Yeah.
With that beat that every rapper used, and he was like ripped, just you know, just looked like a young guy. And then you started hearing stories about crack, and then the more you saw him, the more scars he had, and the more dry his face looked, and his hairline kept getting back.
Yeah.
Like, DMX is a bald, bald man. That upsets me. He's an angry rapper that is actually bald.
It took until now for me to remember to tell you that I have your DMX autobiography.
Is it here?
It's not with me, but it's back at my place.
Derek.
You can have it back.
No, keep it. I don't want it anymore.
All right.
Fine. You can have it.
Okay.
Oh, he's a musician.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, that's who this DMX guy is.
He's a car dealership.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
We have some, we have a bit of local news. I think we could possibly, oh, look at him.
That's local news right there.
What a creep. Anybody in the area here in Halifax, Nova Scotia area must have heard about Bishop Leahy, who's been accused of possessing and importing sexual images of children. And just, how long ago was it when he was, you know, trying to say that, how bad it was and how much of a disgrace
six
it was?
6 days ago.
Just 6 days before. And then he gets caught with these pictures of
This is the town I grew up.
Jesus.
I can tell.
Yeah.
It just
goes on and on with this shit, man. Like, with these priests doing shit to kids. Why don't they just hook up a dating site for priests, to just fuck each other's mouths instead of children's?
Well, that's not what they're into.
Well, give them little mushroom cuts and shave them so they look young. I don't know.
Actually, Louis C.K. has a skit all about this, like an actual video, where he goes to the church and he's like,
"Oh,
so
what's
the purpose of the church? Like, what's your overarching goal?" He's like, to fuck young boys in the ass. He's like, whoa! he's like, that is the whole point.
If I was like a pope or a bishop, I'd try my best not to fuck any young boys.
try your best. So try your best. Be a hard thing to do.
If I was a poor bishop.
Yeah. I would try my best.
Although I'm not, so yeah. I'm not going to try to not do those
things. No, I'm going to fuck this shit at a little.
At this point, I just picture every bishop is giving his sermon, and he's just biting his lower lip, like, and then God, I'm just looking at his altar boys standing there with their little haircuts.
They're creeps.
Holding candles, like,
Well, that's why they stand behind the altar.
They stand behind it.
They're not also, wearing pants.
There's a little hollow out also, for the kid to sit.
That's awful.
Wow. It's terrible.
Yeah, so like, earlier this week, the Pope accepted his resignation. Because there's a big scandal about a bunch of people from Agonish were like molested by the Catholic Church. Like,
I'm going to opt out now, guys, he says.
Well, it was a big scandal and they sued them and the church... was like the damages are like in the millions. Like Agonish is a small town. Like my buddy and I did math just for kicks, and it's something like if every single Catholic in the entire town went splits on how much money the Agonish church has to pay in the settlement, it's like $4,500 per person.
Jesus.
So they're fucked. There's no way on earth they're gonna be able to do this without the Vatican's help. So that was a huge scandal, and I don't know if he was, well, obviously now it seems pretty clear, but at the time it didn't seem like he was directly involved, but he resigned just kind of out of, resigning is kind of the thing you do when it turns out all your employees are raping kids.
Yeah.
And then, so he retired.
All your employees are raping kids.
Well, he's like a 7-year-old guy, so he retires in a really shitty circumstances. And so he...
Shitty circumstances.
Yeah, less than a week later, he's like, all right, I'm gonna leave the town for a while, obviously, because I'm not very popular right now.
Where'd he head? Switzerland? No, I'm
just kidding. Well, I don't know where he's going, but whenever you go anywhere, you have a stopover in Toronto, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so the Toronto airport had a random search on his computer. It was just loaded with Katie Bourne. Just like
loaded. the wow. Fucking
so the gills.
The desktop image is just Dakota Fanning's head, like. Connected to some little body. Some little naked tender body.
Oh, so that's fucked up. I don't know. Like, child pornographers seem to be the most retarded people on the
planet. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Like, he could not have been more in the spotlight. Like, of all the times not to travel with your kiddie porn, that would be the time.
Yeah, really. Delete that shit. But he's old. Maybe he's just really computer dumb. Maybe he thinks I'll just hide it in like two folders. He doesn't know that you can just you can go to the search menu and just search for videos, and it's going to pop up. You know,
it's like if I put it in the tax return folder, they'll never look there.
They'll never look there.
Looks like there's tax shit in there.
Yeah,
we'll go for this folder that says kiddie porn, which has no kiddie porn in it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's where my tax shit is. And then he sends that to H&R Block, and we're like, well, this is interesting.
How do we deal with this? Disturbing.
How do we do the taxes on this? It's just a bunch of pictures of naked kids.
God.
Oh, we're laughing at this. A moment of silence.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah.
I mean, none of them died. I mean, they're all... And they're getting rich now. So.
I know.
Not that that excuses it, obviously.
I wish a priest had touched my dick when I was 5. Actually, and get $1 million. I wouldn't be working right now.
He could come over right now and blow me and I'd fucking...
He could blow all of us.
He's got
no money. No. Sorry, Luke.
All right, me and Luke anyway.
I opted out of that one.
That right there is called the fucking golden mouth right there. So, bob on you a couple times.
Yeah, he taps your cock with his staff first to wake up.
Money just falls out of his ass. It's the sick man. And they have those wizard cloaks on. Think how terrible that is. As soon as they open it, it's just this mess of gray pubes. Those poor altar boys' noses are being scraped up by, like, Brillo pubes.
Dude, I think
dude, there's an image I could have lived the rest of my life without ever...
We just lost, like, all of our fan base now. Nobody's going to be watching or listening to
actually, no, the bishops and popes will be like, yeah, well, he's got a point.
That's the way it goes.
I'm going to put it in my tax folder. Yeah. This guy's brilliant.
We've just helped all of them, though.
Yeah.
Related story. Like I said, I grew up in this town where all this shit's going down.
John, let's not get into this. You don't have to tell us.
Let's.
Mackenzie
Phillips
in,
all over, except
when I was
priest.
In grade like 10 or something, I was at the gym. Like, the gym is great.
Oh, and a priest was
just looking in the window.
No, whatever you're thinking, it gets worse.
A priest pushed you onto the locker bench. and proceeded to blow you angrily and curse the heavens.
The university gym, which is the best gym in town, is like right next to the church. So my buddies and I like go to the gym, work out, and afterwards like, hey, let's go into the sauna, just because we go in the sauna for free and have a gym pass.
It's just getting worse.
Yeah.
No, it gets worse.
After every five words, I just picture a priest walking.
Yeah.
Just put your pants over here. Wait a sec. Why is there all these cloaks?
So we're all in the sauna, and like everyone's naked, obviously. It's a sauna. Priest walks in.
Does he have his collar on still?
And a rabbi and
no,
a Chinese
man. When I remember it, that's how I see it. He's fucking totally naked except for the collar.
Yeah.
But no, my buddy knew him because he was a Catholic. So there's only like four priests, so you know them all. And so we kept talking. And when I was even young, I had kind of a deep voice for like a short white kid. Mm-hmm.
So he found out you were over the age of seven and he wouldn't talk to you anymore.
My buddy and I were talking, and then the priest interrupts us. And he's like, you know, you have a really deep voice. Like, you should come and join my choir. And I was like, we have to go.
Yeah.
Say
a new priest just fucking asked me to join his choir.
Yeah.
And mentioned something about your mouth and the word deep.
Yeah, so long story short, 10 years before that he raped me.
How was it? Was he a gentle? Look at his face. Google image Bishop Leahy and you'll see him in ceremonial garb.
He just got laid.
With a smile on his face. He looks like he has a little snaggle tooth there.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He needs some dentistry. Well, he looks...
He's not nearly as happy now.
He looks a little more serious there.
Yeah.
That's his portfolio shot. A grim face.
That's his MySpace profile shot. Where he goes to hook up with all sorts of wonderful people.
I just don't get it. Like, it just seems to keep happening and happening. Everybody is just coming out and saying, these priests did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't stop, you know?
Yeah.
They should just fucking let them get married.
Yeah.
Let them just, yeah.
That may solve a bit, yeah.
Because, like, pastors or whatever, rape a lot less kids because they can get married. I imagine there's some sort of correlation there.
Definitely. If they can't get it, they'll take it.
It's just weird, though, that it's always turns into kids. Are they? I guess they're just always around kids, so that's... They just associate their erection with
it. And they're probably because, like, a kid can't, you know, like, they're not going to say anything. They have a image to uphold, and if they fuck a kid and they get away with it...
Yeah, they blackmail them right to the Pope. They'd be hey, look, this guy fucked me.
Well, that's exactly what happens next.
That's what happens.
It's great. Because they can't. They're not smart enough to say no.
Yeah.
They have smart mouths.
Obviously, any kind of kid thinks that whatever the priest says is some sort of, like, rule...
Suck on this dick and you'll get into heaven. Well, sure.
And for years, that's what parents taught them too, right? I mean, you know, they taught them that the priest was the good, the right person of the world.
You do what he says.
You do what he says. So, you know,
that should be a little bit like that should be a clause.
So, has this guy been caught on like actually doing stuff in the past? Did you say?
Oh, he wasn't.
Or just with child porn.
He was only caught with child porn. Like he was legally in the clear up until he got caught with child porn. Okay. He just resigned because he's a shithead and all of his priests rape people and stuff like that.
It's not a good look.
Yeah.
Not a good look, homie.
It's not a good look.
You don't want to be having that child porn. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gives you a lot to talk about, though. Every time someone comes out and says a priest touched them, it's just news all over again.
It's fucking weird, though, because it's like, my aunt works for him, or worked for him.
Yeah.
Like, what in the fuck am I supposed to say to her now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just never mention that.
So it's like, pretty rough about your boss, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So about your boss, yeah.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Because, like, she's worked with him for, like, decades, so she's seen him with children.
Yeah.
And so, like...
She probably
had to run through your entire memory and be like, have I ever seen him?
Well,
like,
it's the same with...
That's what he was doing when he took those three kids into the closet. And then I heard...
practicing their Gregorian chants.
Five Hail Marys. Gah, 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 gah.
At what point exactly did we lose control of the show?
I think as soon as we start talking... I think from the very start. This has really just been a sexual show.
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys hear about what happened to Conan O'Brien?
He didn't rape anyone, did he?
He didn't rape anyone. No, he's preparing a stunt for the Tonight Show, and with Terry Hatcher, I'm pretty sure. And he was running down the set of steps after getting all wet. I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Oh, yeah, dude, this is not.
And he was running, and he slipped, and he smacked his head so hard that he had to take the whole day off work.
Just from a head smack?
It's pretty bad. You yeah, put it up on YouTube.
What is it?
Remember they were making fun of him on the Colbert Report.
who am I looking for here?
Conan O'Brien. He was running down the stairs and he slipped and banged his head.
He's got a big cranium too.
Actually, he made it all the steps, which is the weirdest part. But then he slipped trying to slide into first.
9 minutes. Oh, it's taken down.
Oh, video. NBC took it down.
Yeah, I imagine.
Well,
that.
We get the idea. Just picture his big head fucking falling. Head falling.
Yeah.
They're all being taken down.
If you really wanted to, you can go on the Comedy Network site and watch the Colbert Report clip about it.
And that one we can't watch either because it's U.S.
No, you can watch that on the Comedy Network.
Yeah. Can we see just clips of it, or can you see the whole episode?
I mean, it might take you like 5 minutes to get through it.
But it'll be worth it.
Oh. I think it's the Comedy Network.
Who cares? He hit his head and couldn't do a show.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Colbert was like, I fucking broke my wrist and kept doing the show.
He did, yeah, that was awesome.
And they had the little chalk outline.
Well, your wrist doesn't... You can still talk with a broken wrist.
Yeah, concussion's a little different.
Yeah, you're like, rattled.
Speaking of Comedy Central and Comedy Network and all, you know, South Park's new season starts on Wednesday.
And you know, that's one thing.
I can't wait.
I don't have a doubt that this season is going to be as good as every other season. These guys do not mess up. They're fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, look at the amount of stuff we found in a week. Like, just this week's material.
Yeah.
And how much more people they have to work and globally.
Yeah.
That show does well because of how quickly they can make an episode.
Yeah.
They take a topic and just wing it up in
1 week.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell I'm going to find that Conan O'Brien clip in there.
Okay, everybody, picture Conan O'Brien and he falls.
It'd probably have to be the Monday show.
It's funny because he hurt himself.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not specific clips. All it's doing is saying clip 1 of 4. I mean, I don't know where it's at in the show. I mean, I'm going to be searching through 30 minutes of material.
Let's watch
the
full episode of the Colbert Report, guys.
Yeah. And just comment on it and make our show last.
Nope, we won't comment. We'll just run the Colbert Report.
Yeah, we'll just watch it.
But good. That's I hate YouTube or I hate NBC for having me.
If you look for a Saturday Night Live,
perfect example. That's annoying.
Trying to find the fucking uncensored version of that, like, Who's Fucking Matt Damon song was impossible.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't exist.
Yeah.
So, speaking of things that are funny, this past week, Louis C.K. came to visit us in Halifax. Four of us attended. One of us didn't.
I said you got a free ticket. You didn't want to come.
I'm really lazy.
Sorry. Yeah, it was fucking retarded.
A lazy hermit.
Free ticket.
It was, I mean, if you've seen any of his DVDs, this was all new material.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've seen, like, everything you did.
Not a single reused joke. It was all new.
How was the turnout? Was it really full?
Oh, it was packed.
Yeah,
it was
packed.
John's
NPC may be the only NPC.
Yeah. My coat had a seat.
Really?
Other than that, this was
full. The first showing sold out. He added a second show that night, and then another one the next day.
Yep.
So, like he was popular.
Wow.
And I think the highlight for me personally is just when he first walked out, just seeing him, I was just like, holy crap.
The opening bit, though, the 14 minutes in no photography.
Yeah.
The 14 you can take.
Yeah, that was funny, too.
This is opening.
I totally, until he started laughing, did not know that was him.
No, I know.
Well,
it was just
this weird, like, fake Jewish voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as he said 14 minutes of like, set without photography and then 14 minutes of, I was like, okay, this has to be him, like, making some... wisecrack or something, because
no one introduced them. They introduced themselves. So I figured that was the person who was going to be like introducing the comedians.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because there's usually someone who comes out and like, please welcome, blah, blah, blah. Like someone who represents the building.
Louis C.K. is not just anybody. You guys must have seen his show. You must have watched all those.
Oh, Lucky Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good show.
Well,
better than a lot of
those. He's beyond my favorite comedian. Like, totally, totally gay for him.
Oh. Well, this just in.
And he now has a picture of him up on his Facebook with him, like, hugging him. So, yeah, you're good.
Oh,
I was super starstruck, too. I was going to, like, put my arm around him, like, because he was doing the picture thing. I was, like, just sweat. So I was like...
You should have just nuzzled into his chest like a baby bird.
Just crawl in.
Oh, Louis.
It's everything I imagined.
My favorite. Don't let go. And he's just like, shh. Hush.
And he was so happy that night that he forgot his signed DVD in my car. So I like get up the next day to take Derek's stuff, pack his crap from his host to bring it back down to Halifax for him. And what do I find in my car but a signed DVD from Lucy?
Actually, I'm pretty sure that was mine. That signed DVD.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll take it immediately. Yeah, it's sitting up there. I mean, you may have
to steal
it. On
John's computer.
The signed extra ticket.
I tell you, I came that close to putting it up on eBay and seeing how much I could get for it.
It's like $7.
Yeah. Yeah, if he sells them after every show or gives them away or whatever, then...
It costs $20 and I only get $7 on eBay.
Yeah, but the idea was just like, it's just his usual, like, questioning the stuff that he does during the day. You know, and thinking about how much of an asshole he is and stuff, which was, it's perfect.
Did he talk about his daughters? I find that
there was
always
lots of
his,
kids
that's
talking.
His
he's
most
divorced,
hilarious
right?
stuff. Yeah.
That's bar. He seemed actually kind of bummed up the show.
Yeah.
Like, he was really, really, really nice, but he kind of had that look of someone who worked, like, double shifts type
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, he's been on the go.
But it must be kind of fucked, because he's divorced. He's a single dad in that sense. And, you know, he's... doing a tour across Canada, like, how many friends could he possibly have to like, yeah. cheer him along?
And you have to go make people
well,
laugh.
Well, his Halifax story, I mean, that's just a part of his life. I don't want to say it just because, you know, in case anyone's listening, he's actually going to see him. Don't want to ruin a joke, but the story he told about coming to Halifax the first time, I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't know where we can go from that. But.
Like, I don't know if he's. I don't know if that would even be a spoiler, because you think he's going to make the same kind of joke the next place he goes?
Mm-hmm. Probably not if they're not in Halifax, so you're right.
Yeah,
it's true.
Everywhere is Halifax, guys.
If you believe.
If you live in Halifax, maybe.
If you. It's Halifax is in your heart.
There were
wherever
definitely some.
Go.
There were some old people there that definitely weren't. They thought he was just going to be like a stand-up comedian. And like there was one point where he's talking about shitting on Jesus' dick and stuff. And you could see them there just like, I can't believe he's saying this stuff. And it's just like. You know, do some research. You don't just, you know.
Yeah, there's all kinds of comedians out there. You don't just expect them all to be the same kind of funny.
At the end, when he was talking about how, like, young guys won't, like, do a girl if she's on her period.
Yeah.
And he's like, come visit me. I'll
yeah.
do you on your period.
I'll drink the blood.
I'll drink the blood.
Oh.
Party.
Yeah.
Lost my shit. Like.
Yeah. Those old people probably saw the Conan O'Brien clip that was super famous, like, this year.
Oh, where he's talking about the airplane stuff?
Yeah, and they probably
see,
thought,
I was expecting...
Funny.
That joke to be part of the set. Because when he's on Conan O'Brien, you'd think he'd do some of his new material.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that.
Mm.
Like, he was even talking about air
No,
travel.
I heard he really, really doesn't like having anything people has heard before on his shows. Like, if he does a CD, it's done. It's gone. And he does, like a DVD, it's gone after that. He just, like... Because really, a lot of his stuff is just, like, him thinking in the total asshole way that he thinks.
Yeah.
So, like, he could do that constantly. You know, and you could tell he was just kind of like, you know, talking up there for a little while. So,
yes.
like,
kind of like,
it was.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but.
I was going to say, it's just
step
like.
Up, right?
I don't want to cut you off. Let's stop for
but
a second
yeah.
and we'll try again.
I was going to say, when I saw Russell Peters, he said the exact same thing in his show. He said he doesn't like doing any old stuff again in his new show. So, he did whatever the tour was called. He had 20 something anniversary. He didn't do one joke from any of his old stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of respect to people that can actually pull that off.
Yeah. I bet you Dan Cook will be chock full of new material.
Oh my god.
You had to bring it up. You had to bring it up.
That was sarcastic, by the way.
His newest stand-up, which is the one I think he's advertising, Isolated Incident, is terrible. Well, I don't want to say it's terrible. It's funny. I laughed in some parts, but it's just not up to par with anything else that's funny right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I tell you, the guy at Louis C.K., the first guy that came out to like do a set before him, he was hilarious.
Right, he was solid.
That
who,
guy was,
who was
a
it?
Really good comedian.
He was
and
nobody.
Just
yeah,
his
friend.
Ted Armstrong? Yeah. Was that his name?
No,
Ted,
it was...
Ted?
It was his know. First name was definitely, like, Teddy. But his last name was some crazy Russian banana name.
But he was just saying,
was
like,
WWJD. That's... You remember that?
Yeah, he's very David Cross-like. In that David Cross will say anything that he wants to say. Only Louis C.K. is a little more, like, depressing and talking about his life. David Cross and
yeah.
the creator.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta
I
let
think Louis C.K. kind of gets more like Joe Average, whereas David Cross is like educated,
yeah.
cutting humor.
He's a very geeky dude. Like he's very fun. Yeah, but it was just Louis C.K. The guy he brought with him was.
Just for laughs. Yeah.
It was his friend. Because he actually told us that we weren't allowed to boo him because he's not just a local idiot.
Yeah, that could have been just a joke, though.
No.
I wonder
yeah,
what...
Louis C.K. does not tell jokes.
yeah, there was one guy, like, you know, Canadians don't really heckle, right? But there was one guy who, during a quiet part, was like, fuck Dane Cook!
Yeah.
And Louis C.K. got such a look on his face where he's like, how are we still talking about this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like... He's funnier than everyone in the audience was that night. You know, you don't want to hear funny stuff from the audience when you're a fucking... one of the best comedians in the world, you know? Like, everyone shut up and listen to the guy that's better at talking than you.
Yeah, well, everyone wants to be the guy who knows more about the person you're there to see.
Yeah.
Like, the guy who goes to the concert with the band shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, or... the people who yell out at comedy shows are that guy.
Yeah. Or, the forum has, like, mixed martial arts, and you should see the people that file in there. Oh, man. There's more buzz cuts and... L sideburns and tap out shirts, and you can imagine.
L sideburns.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind.
It's kind of weird that it's not on there.
Yeah, I really expected to find the opening act on here.
Near the end, it was 2 hours long. I did not expect it to be
that
long.
Was impressive.
But near the end of it, I was like in serious legit pain.
Yeah. Like, and then he left the stage and he came back out and did another good 20 minutes.
That's expected,
yeah, that surprised me as well. Yeah. I thought it was going to be over.
Well, that's just kind of like part of the dance, right?
Like but not for 20 minutes after. Yeah. Like, usually it's like one more joke and a bow or something.
Or quick, yeah, yeah, exactly. Something. Not a big, long spiel.
What else we got?
That's it.
That's pretty much it for
this week.
That's a lot of stuff.
That was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was.
We talked a lot about stuff.
We babbled a lot. Not bad for a first go, I think. It'll only get better. I mean,
yeah.
We picked our topics and then just came and babbled. So deal with it, people.
Yep.
We're not professionals.
You've got a CD coming out?
Yes. We do have a CD coming out. FMP, sort of a parody group. But not really, because the music is really good.
Yep.
But it's FMP. It kind of started off as a joke. We did a mixtape last year. Futuristic money plays, and the whole joke was that we don't have any money, we're not players at all, but maybe in the future we will. So that's what the joke was. And you know, futuristic is spelled with a dollar sign, players has a Z, and on like our mixtape album covers there's lots of like bling letters, and just the whole, anyone that likes, that knows of down south rap, what those covers look like, we're kind of parodying that. But got a little more serious as time went on, and we realized, you know what, we can make really good music and maybe work with this to make something creative and different. And it's kind of funny in some spots, but it's a lot of storytelling and narrative stuff, and just, it's really different. I think people are going to like it. The beats are just tremendous.
You have some tracks on the website that you can listen to that are just playing?
We're going to play one at the end, at the very end of this, where we'll play Space Cowboys, which is a perfect example of what I was saying about different narrative kind of storytelling. And it's us rapping about if we were space cowboys.
And our intro's got...
Yeah, the intro. From. The intro is another FMP song, Tune In. They're both off the new CD we have coming out called The Invasion. We're going to talk more about this on the next episode of Background Noise. I'd like to get Samson out here. He did all the production on it. He raps on it. There's all kinds of people on there. I don't even want to start naming people because I will forget one person and feel like a total asshole. But we will have more than enough information next time.
Good.
You know,
just to be clear, though, these aren't two idiots that just decided to make a rap album. They've actually been rapping, and it's actually quality music. Like, I've heard a couple mastered tracks, and it's actually going to be a solid CD, and it's going to be fun to listen to. So like,
it's definitely different. Nobody around here is doing that. Everybody will say that when they're putting music out, but this is definitely gonna
rock your
fucking socks off, pals.
You can send me a clip and say, hey, this is the new Jay-Z song. I listened to it. Yeah, that's fucking good. Actually, it's me. You're kidding me. That's fucking amazing.
That's just us.
That's what they do. That's
actually
crazy.
A friend of ours, he was down here a few months ago, and he said that. Like, I put it on, he's like, wow, this is actually... your friends? I'm like, yeah. And like, that sounds
good.
Professional. It sounds really good.
We put a lot of serious work into it. We're working on getting a site up for it. Like I said, the CD, hopefully, it will be out before Christmas. I'm hoping.
Good stocking stuffer, come on.
Yes, stocking stuffer. Little plug there. We don't have a MySpace up for that yet. It's in the process. I do have a couple FMP songs on mine, www.myspace.com/LukeJames. That's LukeJames JF, which is JF. So Luke James JF. Sure is a song that's on there. I don't know if I showed any of you guys that song. That'll be on the album. And then there's also some other songs that we've done on there. And yeah, that'll give you a little wet your appetite a little bit there to what we have in the works, but...
And you're going to hear a lot more about stuff that's going on. We're going to keep you updated for sure.
Yeah, I just don't want to get too into it because I don't want to act like I'm this spokesperson. There's a lot of people involved, and I want everybody to get their due.
Yeah, we're actually looking to set up a little bit of a Q&A with... we're going to shoot questions at Luke and Samson, the guy he did it with, and whoever else was involved.
Don't tell people I did it with him. Now our secret's out. People thought we were just living together.
We can cut that part.
We'll cut that. Yes. We'll get out in public anyway, sooner or later. The guy that I did the album with.
No, you did.
And there's a bunch
of them. Oh, the album.
Oh.
I thought you two were fucking each other. Oh, you lost me.
Anyway, yeah, so the song you'll hear at the end is Space Cowboys. In order of appearance, it is Samson, G-double-E, Prozac, and myself, Luke James, also known as James Flames. Samson did the beat. It's me singing on the hook, if you can call it singing. Maybe it's crooning. Maybe it's sort of...
I call it singing.
Whispery harmonizing, but it's sexy. So ladies, have your heaters ready to dry your panties on.
All right, with that, we're done.
Yeah,
we're done.
That was exciting.
That's background noise.
I'm going to go join the fatherhood.
No. Yes. Check www.redmattersite.com because that's where...
That's the group. That's where we got started.
That's where everything is happening.
That's where we are.
We'll have to get more into that maybe in the next episode. Maybe explain ourselves a little bit more.
Yep.
This was kind of just a pilot maybe, if you will. A test. Bring some ideas out, you know?
Yep.
But there will be more explaining.
Let's enjoy the song.
Yes. Space Cowboys. Biatch. You had better duck down. We're Space Cowboys riding. We have out the bus now, so all you haters get to slide. It's going down, boy. Futuristic cowboys, titanium alloy, armor on strap, boy. You wanna battle us, a pack a lunch, saddle up. Meet me at high noon and leave with your life doomed. Catch me in a saloon on the moon, in the mood for a view, ready to do what I do. I'm too quick with a laser lasso. These fingers don't play piano, they're itching on triggers, thinking they'll take your ass out. Disfigure your face in different shapes like I'm painting Picasso. Six shooter from the future, aiming it at you. So kill yourself and save me the hassle. From showdowns to train heights, when it goes down, it ain't nice. You had better duck down, we're Space Cowboys riding. We have out the bus now, so all you haters get to sliding. You had better duck down, we're Space Cowboys riding. We have out the bus now, so all you haters get to sliding. I'm a Space Cowboy, a legend, I got proof. Kick the shit out of aliens and cowboy boots. Giddy on up when I'm riding my whip. Yeah, my whip be my horse and of course I quit.
We have quiet, silent. Then all of a sudden it became violent. Flipped over a card table and punched a man in his mustache. Pulled out my six shooter and shot first, I bust fast. A woman jumped on my back and wouldn't let go, so I slammed her into a pole that connected the ceiling to the flow. She dropped like a sack of shit, and then after this I blasted accurate, splattered her brain and left half of it splattered on the ball. Then I got punched in the jaw, so the culprit run off, so I let my gun off. Gunshots echoing and bottles broken overhead. I'm seeking high ground, I hit the stairs and watch from overhead. I must be crazy, cause this place nuts. I don't know why the fuck I'm here, man, this place sucks. A woman in distress grabbed my arm, so I gave the horror slap. Smashed through the window and landed up on my horse's back. You had better duck down.